Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Don't put a novice in a position of authority, lest he be lifted up with pride, fall into the condemnation of the devil. What was the condemnation of the devil? Isaiah chapter 14, the devil said, I will be like the Most High. I will ascend on the sides of the north. I will put my throne above the stars of heaven. I will be like God. Satan's sin was pride. He didn't hate God. He envied him, and he wanted the glory and the honor that went to God, and he's tried to usurp it. This is why praise drives the devil mad. That's why he flees at praise, because praise is just rubbing his nose in what he always wanted and never has been able to get. And he is an egomaniac. Everything is about him. He wants what God has. And when you start praising God, he just can't stand it. He flees. Praise is strength against the devil. Satan is the original selfish person. Satan is absolutely 100% self-centered, and to the degree that we're self-centered, we're like the devil. And this is how Satan gains inroad into our life, is through our own selfishness. If you thought more about other people than you did about yourself, you wouldn't be offended when other people neglect you. You'd rejoice when somebody else is promoted instead of thinking, why didn't I get that? How come they didn't recognize me? How come I got passed over for promotion? You know, we just had a board meeting with one of my board of directors. Paul Milligan is on my board of directors. And Paul got the baptism of the Holy Spirit in his living room listening to my radio programs like 30-something years ago. And he got a job working for a place. And he's a real entrepreneur. Now he's a multimillionaire and has, I don't know, 12 companies and 1,200 employees and all kinds of things. But back then, he was just working for another person, and he had all of this potential, and he came up with these ideas, and his boss stole the ideas and told him that it was his ideas, and his boss started getting raises and promotions. And when Paul found out about this, you know what he did? He had a choice. Was he going to get selfish and mad about, look what he's getting, and I'm not getting this? Paul decided, you know what? I am going to serve this guy. I'm going to do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men. And he told his boss, he says, you can do whatever you want to with it. He says, I'm going to do the right thing, and you're responsible to God. And this guy just stole his ideas, and he started getting promotions, and Paul just stayed down here. Nobody was appreciating all of his ideas that were making the company money. You know what that is? That's a selfless attitude. That is a true servant's heart. And it wasn't very long, a year or so, until somehow, he didn't tell anybody, but somehow the powers that be found out what was really happening. I think that they promoted this guy to a level that they saw he was incompetent and these ideas couldn't have been coming from him. And they found out who had really been doing it. And Paul became this guy's boss and became the vice president of the company, and not long after that left and started his own companies, and God promoted him, and he's a multimillionaire and travels the world and does things because he was a faithful man and because he didn't get in and stab somebody in the back and promote himself. The scripture says, vengeance is mine. Romans chapter 12, thus saith the Lord, I will repay. And yet most of us, because we are selfish, we won't trust God to advance us. We're going to advance ourselves. And if somebody doesn't treat us right, bless God, we're going to demand our rights. We're going to get in and make everybody realize who we are. That's not a living sacrifice. Now, there's a balance. This doesn't mean that you just lay down. If God tells you to do something, do it. But I'm saying you aren't motivated by selfish stuff. You are serving God, and you are willing to let your life be used up, and there's not very many people like that. And this is the first step in finding God's will, is to become a living sacrifice. You know, this usually goes over about like this. This is not one of those kind of messages that makes people shout and clap and interrupt me and things like this. People don't like this, but I'm telling you this for your own good, that this is what would jumpstart your spiritual life, is for you to get off the throne and say, Jesus, I want you to control my life. And you become a sacrifice. And you just lay yourself down before God and say, God, whatever. And let me also say, I'm going to give an invitation and ask to pray for people here tonight. But you know what? There are many of you that just like me, you can't make a U-turn at this moment. You got so much momentum built up. You are so selfish. You are absolutely selfish. It is all about you. That, you know what? If the Lord was to turn you around and make a U-turn, it'd be a wreck. It's going to take a while to turn you around and start moving you in the other direction. And so it's a process. There's some of you that maybe tonight you realize that this is the problem. But God, I'm not even willing to make that change today. But I'm willing to start being willing. I'm willing for you to start the change. And some of you might just have to head in that direction. And then once you make a commitment, you could make a commitment with all of your heart. And did you know that you're still going to have that self? You don't get delivered of it. Like I had people come up before and say, well, would you just cast this selfishness out of me? I can't do it. Self is your personality. It's what most of us consider the real us. And you know what? The only way you can get delivered from this carnal self is to go be with Jesus. I could kill you, and that's the only way you would get delivered of self. You're going to have self even after you make a total commitment to the Lord, and you are going to spend the rest of your life learning how to follow through on the decision that you make, that I'm going to put Jesus first in my life. You know, Jim Irwin was one of the astronauts that walked on the moon, and I was in Vietnam when they did that, and I missed all of the moonwalks. And so when I got out of there, I wanted to find out about this because we didn't get to see any of this stuff. It's just like I missed all of that stuff. And when I met Jim Irwin, we swapped books. And he signed his books, I signed my books, and we were on a television thing together, and I got to visiting with him, and I was just pumping him. I wanted to know all about these moonshots. I just thought that the technology was so awesome that when they shot them up there that, you know, they just landed on the exact spot, and I was very impressed with everything. As I got to talking to him, it wasn't like that at all. They blasted off and threw that capsule towards the moon, and it was 4 days that they left Earth orbit to go to the moon, and he said every 10 minutes for 4 days they had a course correction. And sometimes that capsule was going that direction when the moon was over here. Sometimes they were 90 degrees off and they would have to have this huge burn to get back. And he said other times they were a fraction of an inch off. I didn't know that. I thought it was just perfect. He says, no, they just threw it towards the moon, and then they kept making these course corrections so that capsule actually went like this towards the moon. And then I thought that they just landed on the exact spot that they had planned. He said they had a 500 mile long target area. And when he got out of the lunar module and stepped on the moon, he was within 5 feet of being outside that 500 mile area. They nearly missed a 500 mile landing strip. But guess what? They made it. And when he was telling that to me, the Lord spoke to me, and he says, that's the way it is when you make a commitment of your life to the Lord. It's not like I just commit and you're never going to have a mistake and you're never going to mess up. You make a total commitment, and within 5 or 10 minutes, you're going to have an opportunity for a course correction. Somebody's going to go out here and grab the last tape that you wanted. And are you going to be selfish and say, no, let me have it? Or are you going to say, God bless you, I'll wait and get it later? You're going to start to pull out of the parking lot. And are you going to just speed up so that person can't get in front of you? Or are you going to let a person come in front of you? I can guarantee you, you'll have a course correction every 10 minutes for the rest of your life. This is why this scripture says, present your body as a living sacrifice. You know what's wrong with a living sacrifice? Keeps crawling off the altar. You got to bind it to the altar. You got to say, Father, I make a total commitment. And then don't be surprised if tomorrow you wake up and you just start again thinking about, man, what about me? What about mine? And all of a sudden you catch yourself. The Holy Spirit brings it back to your remembrance. That doesn't mean that you weren't committed to God. It doesn't mean that you didn't make it. It just meant that, you know what, you still got that flesh and it's going to have to be subdued, and you deny it and you reject it and you say, you know what, I am not going to live the way I've lived. I'm putting Jesus first in my life. And you'll make course corrections the rest of your life. You know, a real embarrassing situation for me that I don't get any joy out of this, but I was at Bob Tilton's church back when Bob Tilton was really on fire and doing some good things. And I was at his church, and I had been on his television program, and I'd met him, but it was years before. And I was only on radio, and nobody knew what I looked like. And I was among, I don't know, 5,000 people or whatever it was. And I was sitting there thinking about, I wonder if anybody knows who I am. I bet you I ministered to all kinds of people. I'd been on radio for 20 years. I wonder if anybody knows who I am. They don't know what I look like. And I was just, it was selfish. It was absolutely selfish. It was just thinking about, does anybody know how important I am? And right as I was thinking that, Bob Tilton stood up and says, oh, we're so blessed to have Andrew Womack in the audience today. Stand up. And I felt like, oh, God, it's just like he knew that this self was rising up. And he had me stand up in front of all. I was just sure all of them could see how absolutely selfish and hypocritical I was. But you know what? I wasn't aware. It wasn't something I did consciously. You just have this selfishness in you. And as soon as I saw it, and God had me stand up and put a spotlight on me, I spent the rest of the day saying, God, I'm sorry, because that's not what I wanted. That's not the way I want to be.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU9C titled Becoming a Living Sacrifice when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry, and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.